you know, when you were a kid, your mom, I'm sure, said, eat breakfast before you head to school. And studies show mom was right. Students who eat breakfast do better academically. Still, many kids go without, especially kids living in poverty. Now, a new school breakfast strategy aims to address the issue, as KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
Celeste is 7 years old and in the first grade. She says she doesn't like to go without breakfast in the morning.
Because when I know my stomach's empty, I like stay quiet a lot because it really hurts.
Celeste Bilingual Elementary School, Mount View in White Center, used to serve breakfast to low-income students in the cafeteria before school. Now, students go straight to their classrooms in the morning. They say the Pledge of Allegiance in English. Then in Spanish. And every child gets breakfast. Today, Celeste says, it's
yogurt and milk and granola.
Celeste says she prefers eating breakfast in the classroom once school starts to the old system of eating in the cafeteria before school. She says the cafeteria was always noisy and eating was a hassle.
Get the food, then when you're done, throw in the trash, then you're going to have to clean the table, then you're going to have to sit down, then we're going to have to go over to the class, and it's just, I don't really like it.
So what did you think when you heard that you're going to start eating breakfast in the classroom instead?
More relaxing.
That's the point, says Sarah Martin. She manages nutrition services for Highline School District. Martin says when she visited schools that served free breakfast in the cafeteria, students would often not get to school in time to eat a full meal.
And they would be rushed out of there. They would have, in a lot of cases, less than 5 minutes to eat. Sometimes they'd be turned away altogether. And it just broke my heart to see these students coming in and not have the opportunity to have a full meal and start their day when I knew that they probably weren't getting that at home.
With grant money from Action for Healthy Kids and the State Dairy Products Commission, Martin found that the district could offer free breakfast to every child in three of the district's high-poverty schools. At Mount View, 83% of students qualify for free or reduced-price lunch. Martin says moving breakfast from the cafeteria to the classroom did present some problems.
One logistical challenge was just figuring out how the heck are we going to get 700 breakfasts to the classrooms.
The answer was luggage carts with a box for cold food and a box for hot food. The school had to add midweek food deliveries because of limited refrigerator space and switch from dishes like eggs and pancakes to pre-prepared foods like packaged cinnamon rolls and apple slices. Teachers had a few worries of their own, like the prospect of dozens of milk and food containers sitting in the classroom garbages at room temp all day. But in the end, Principal Felicia Wells says there were solutions for these problems. Now more than 80% of Mount View students eat school breakfast every day, up from 30% in the cafeteria.
And that's huge in a school that has 710 kids. To know that all of these students have the opportunity, if they'd like to eat breakfast, and if we really believe that kids do better during the school day on a full stomach, then, I mean, this was just like a huge opportunity for us to take one barrier away to know that that's not going to be a problem. And so it's been wonderful.
A study by the nonprofit Washington Appleseed found that the state has some of the lowest breakfast participation rates in the country. The study found that fewer than half of all Washington students who qualify for free breakfast start their days eating at school. The group is now pushing for breakfast after the bell at schools around the state. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.